don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light. Welcome back to another episode of the best podcast you ever hear.
Absolutely.
You know the vibes.
Oh God.
You know, we always throw in that feeling, you know?
Yeah. Big vibes, big feels.
You know, since you heard y'all.
Big moves. I've been listening to Young and May lately. That's my boyfriend.
Ooh.
That's what she's saying when she sees me.
Period. Okay. With that thought box. So, yeah, welcome back to I Digress. You know, we have been digressing a lot lately, yes. You know? You know, Mercury's finally out of microbraid, you know?
Yeah.
And we're in the shadow period right now, you know, for 2 more weeks.
2 people mentioned that to me, too, and I was like, can y'all stop?
No, but like, you have to get into it because astrology, come on.
No, I meant like stop as in like, are y'all like trying to tell me something that I don't need to know right now?
Yes, because they're like, basically what it means is that the conversations that cause the miscommunication will be cleared up into this next 2 weeks.
Wow, that is so crazy because we just had a conversation.
And then it's also it also means that like everything is coming anew. You're ending cycles, and everything else is coming to a new beginning as we reach the next full moon. You know.
Well, I did just take that that nail exam.
You see what I mean? You're about to be out here certified baddie, you know?
Even though I had to get out of Raleigh, it is literally Trump Town over there.
Yes, yes.
Like, I saw, like, this gun shop on the side of the highway that had a Trump Pence banner up. I was like,
you lost.
I said, it's over.
It's literally the South Shore Rise Again 2.0.
And there was, like, spray-painted bales of hay that said Trump 2020. I was like, this looks new. Because it's been raining,
mm-hmm.
And this is still, like, very vibrant. Cause it was, like, red and blue. I was like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And then I saw an ad on the board that was an advertisement for Samsung. I was like, oh, I gotta go. This isn't it. This isn't it.
This isn't it at all. It's almost like I was talking to somebody earlier and they were talking and I was explaining to them about how you can really tell where you live by looking up your political map of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like if me and you know this, like if you actually look up any areas that you want to move to or looking forward to moving to,
mm-hmm.
All you need to do is pull out the county that you're going to be moving to and see where they voted, so you can see if you're moving into a blue or red district. Like we know as black people, urban city areas are more for us and everything else like yeah. that. So you don't really need to research that. But if you're going
Charlotte and like Greensboro is all we got.
Yes, because Charlotte is a supermajority Democratic hold on here.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that doesn't mean nothing nowadays because...
At all.
Because, yeah, trash. Because have you noticed how we haven't heard nothing about stimulus checks?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're in office now. So y'all can whistle for those checks. But before we get into the show, I'm going to need you guys' help. We are close to reaching 100 followers on our IG page. And we need your help into helping tell a friend to tell a friend so we can reach that number of 100 so we can get access to more analytics so we can figure out how to more give you guys the best content and give you guys the best of I digress, you know, as we digress into higher ascensions, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, your love keeps on taking me higher and higher.
Oh, speaking of ascension, I don't want to get started, but yeah.
True. So how have you been, Nail Tech to the Stars?
I've been utterly stressed. I'm so stressed out. Like, the whole process is really unnecessary, to be honest. Like, the... Like, you do your written test. Well, I guess they call it your theory test. And then you do the practical test, which is when you use the mannequin hand and shit like that. And it's on 2 separate days. The first one, it was already, like, kind of weird because I can't, like, you can't talk to anybody. You can't talk to the instructor. As you take the test on the computer, it does not tell you which answer is correct. It doesn't tell you which answer is incorrect. Even when you finish on the computer, it doesn't even say at the end, like, you got this many wrong, or you got this many right, or you passed, or you failed. There's nothing. You have to wait until you get up, get into the other room. They print out a form and then hand you the form that then tells you your results. And I was like, that is unnecessarily stressful.
How is the DMV more efficient than that? Because when I took my learner's permit a few weeks ago, they told me as soon as I pressed submit.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, I actually was stretching my head off about that. I only got one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that should be a sense of relief. As soon as you click.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a society now where you can click something. And as soon as you hit submit, it should tell you the answer. So
on top of the fact, testing has already been like studied and concluded in the fact that they're not efficient.
And researched to the life, to an inch of his life.
Like, so there's that. And then the practical test, I had to drive all the way to Raleigh. And that literally felt like I was trying to be in the FBI or like the CIA or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give them this form. You have to give them your ID. You have to, like, you know, show them your face so that they know that it matches up with the ID.
Really?
You have to, if you bring your kit or whatever to do your, like, the exam, if you have to cover all, like, icons and stuff on the bag. And, like, the bag that my kit was in had my school, my nail school name on it. I had to tape it. Like, it cannot show. Don't know why.
They're a government board. They're not an influencer program.
Don't know. As you take the exam, again, you cannot talk to other people. You cannot talk to the examiner. As you, like, take it, the examiner is, like, inches away from, like, you, like, while you're, like, working on it. Like, they'll, like, walk around and just, like, stop and then, like, magnify your stuff.
That's why I'm so grateful for mask right now, because imagine that hot breath from their nose or their mouth.
That part. Like,
thank you for mask, because that stops all of that.
And as you do it, like, one, you have to be extremely attentive because there's very strict rules and mm-hmm. very strict steps for each portion of each part. And also at the end, you do not know if you passed or not. I will not have my results until at least 5 o'clock today. Do you know how stressed I am?
Yeah, by the time we finish recording this,
I should have an email.
Yes.
And on top of the fact that 3-hour drive in my head the entire time, like, even though I studied intensively, like, I could have done every step in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, like, the way it's structured, it's really stressful. So I'm ready for those results. I really hope I pass, because those fees to take that test is in the hundreds, even though they literally provide you with nothing but a building to do it in.
Scam.
Very much so. And then it's so rinky-dink. Like, it wasn't even, like, top tier or like average. Like, it was like a building in a business park that wasn't even a business park. Like, there was like a warehouse across the street.
Do you need a license to do hair in North Carolina?
Yep.
So, okay. So
it depends.
That's the thing. And that's the thing that always blows my mind every time I see a thread on Twitter about hairdressers, about home style hairdressers,
mm-hmm.
and how they treat themselves like they're the Paul Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
of their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it annoys me how certain things are more regulated than other things. I'm like, I think hair should be the most regulated thing that we talk about.
But that's the thing. When you get your hair licensed, you need way more hours in cosmetology than you do in nails. Like, so people who have a cosmetology license, there was work put in. But then the thing about it is, they don't heavily regulate a lot of cosmetology schools.
Mm-hmm.
So if they put in there, like, you know, this was a student, they did this many hours or whatever, they were to take the test, and they do pass the test, that doesn't always necessarily mean much, because the test isn't even, it's hard to test them on their knowledge of everything hair and skin and nails and cosmetology is a study of all three. it's hard to study the knowledge of all three. So literally the test is pretty much always on just hair. So they could be getting a cosmetology license to do makeup and then not even know what they're doing. And then even when they do the hair one, it's typically on a mannequin head that has European hair.
Yes.
So, but even if you look on like North Carolina Cosmetic Arts thing or whatever, that's almost like a separate license. Like there's like cosmetologists, manicurist slash nail tech or whatever, and then there's natural hair specialists. Like it's a separate license, which is like mind blowing to me.
Mm-hmm. But I can see why, because it's almost like, so you're telling me that you're basically making a minority, a diversity category at that point.
Instead of just encompassing it in the actual cosmetology curriculum, yes. That you still ask for like in the 20s of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. to do. So there also, I don't know how certain salons, like hair salons and like stuff like that are, but when it comes down to like nails, state board will fully just walk in there and just be like, you know, they will scan the room, see if it's up to code, and then they will literally just ask you to do a specific, like, they'll be like, ask you to run down the procedures for like blood exposure, and you have to know it. As well as every year you have to do some type of refresher.
It's almost like somebody coming, it's almost like a fourth year, fifth year attorney coming into a law offices and asking the interns, what do you do on a traffic, what do you do on a murder case, first mm-hmm. time presenting a murder case? You'd be like, why would you have that at the front of your mind
mm-hmm.
when you're working on a civil lawsuit? If you get what I'm saying, it's almost like, why would you have that? Like, it's almost like, why are you trying to put you through the ringer at any moment? It's like, okay, so you're acting like I'm an EMT. Like, this person's life is going to die if I don't know what the procedure is. I'm like, that person's going to be fine.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, almost like, unless it's a very clumsy person or a freak accident happens.
Yeah.
Where it's massive blood loss. But on most occasions, people don't follow the rules. They're like, yo, just get a towel.
Yeah.
Get a towel, apply pressure if it needs a band.
And that's the thing when it comes down to like state board. It's like weird when they're like, because one of the main things that they're going to ask you for is almost always blood exposure, but they've changed the routine 3 times since COVID. And it's like, but what's weird to me is when I first learned it, it looked and is more sanitary than the way they have it now. So I'm just like,
I don't know how people are doing that. And it's actually amazing how people are actually hustling backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I read online how people are like, yo, we're really going to just raw dog this summer. People are going to just live summer like it's still, like we're not still in a pandemic.
Yeah, I know they are.
I can see because it's 70.
Because they did last summer like yeah, that.
Because it's 70 we'll today it. On the day that we're recording this. On, what is it, February the 24th? On yeah, it's 70 degrees.
Weirdly warm.
Weirdly warm, and especially when it's still snowing. My grandma sent me pictures. It's snowing. I was about to say boots, but I didn't want to be appropriate.
Not snowing the house down boots, mama. Yes. Yes.
I've been listening to much Jaden XT.
I live. Yeah.
But I'm like, she was like, yo, they're actually like still like fully winter coated up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around like, I was walking around in shorts and one layer of clothing
mm-hmm.
when I was taking a walk today. I'm just like, yo, this is just like.
Like, I walked outside today and I was like, do I need this jacket? Like, it was warm.
And there's still people in Texas without water.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been here so long that Texas happened. Hope everybody, I even had a person who was facing the elements in Texas. Thankfully, they're all right in safe shelter and trying to resume some type of normalcy now. But prayers for everybody who was involved and for the people who died because of the incompetence of government. Because nobody needs to be sacrificed for a fucking profit margin.
Yeah.
Because your life is worth more than a profit margin.
I hate this country.
Yes. You really, and plus it's almost like I get that you never expected Texas to be like that or to happen like that, but I'm like, if you're going on so hard on being a climate change denier, What do you think is going to happen
when climate hits?
And plus, another point that people made online this week was that y'all need to start making fun of Texas and all these other states that are majorly red, because there's still people of color that live in these states.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's what they get for being racist or voting for Trump. I'm like, there's still people of color that live in these states.
Yeah.
That are mostly widely affected. Almost like when they said they were issuing rolling blackouts in Texas, majority POC neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And black neighborhoods. It's almost like, so it's almost like, yo, you already know that Ted Cruz could have stayed at home because his AC and everything else was working.
Yep.
My man just wanted to leave.
Like the dickhead. That's why people are like, oh, you're leaving your state, XYZ. I was like, girl, y'all have to like, he was going to be out in these streets shoveling snow with y'all.
But he was disrespectful with it. He like caught me outside. He's like, yo, I am in this airport with you people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're like, I'm like, I really know you pay my salary, but I pay myself. So I'm going to Cancun. I'm just like, the brazenness of it is just.
It was astounding. A little, it was audacious. It was, but I was like, I don't know what y'all expect. Like, just because even when I went to Raleigh and noticed that, I mean, I've always known, like, you know, North Carolina is Trumplandia, except for like when you're in some parts of Charlotte and like Greensboro, maybe Fayetteville.
You're definitely Fayetteville.
Like, but when you go to like
Raleigh,
even though Asheville, they're not as Trumpy. They're almost. They're not Trumpy, but they're anti-vaxxers. Like, they look like that type.
They're very liberal, because they're very liberal. Like, they have that liberal with that, like, undertone of oh, we're going to be performative.
Yeah, like, it's
performative.
Yeah. And then when you go to, like, yeah, like, when you go to Raleigh and Asheville and, like, Jacksonville and, like, Lumberton especially, Jesus Christ. And then when you go to, like, like, they're so white. It's like,
happy Black History Month.
Like, I was in Raleigh and I was literally like, I have to get out of here. They're going to yank my black ass up off these streets.
Especially being black and flamboyantly gay. They'll be like,
they're going to take me in this coach bag right up at this car. And like, are they fucking for real?
I missed the studio space.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry, y'all. We're in a new location with regards to the studio, and I don't like it.
Yeah. When we have the allocated funds, we are going remote because this is not it.
Yeah, gotta. got to, because this ain't it. Also, there's a lot of white people here.
A lot of white people. As we're recording this, and it's almost like. This is what you call a culture shock, because the last place that we recorded of, we didn't see nobody.
Yeah, like when we go in, barren. Like there's not that many people there because we go a little late.
Yes.
And even when there's people there, it's not like this.
Even when we're there in the daytime.
And there's like people of color there. There's like some brown and some niggas. Yes. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like you can actually see some diversity there. But and even when we went there during the daytime, it was very much so like
quaint.
Yes. Like almost like less. It was even before COVID. Like you see like 10 to 15 to 20 people.
It was never like too much.
And they will also be in their cubicles or in their
in their spaces or in the other rooms.
I'm like, now where we're at.
However, comma here.
So they have people giving tours here. How come I felt like we were at a Chitlin Circuit? When yeah. They were looking
dead in here. Dead like in here. Fucking God.
I'm just like, yo.
And then as soon as we pulled up, I was already kind of like put off because they already like brandished on their website for the location.
This is newly gentrified.
Yeah, newly. Because I knew when I saw the street, I was like, J Street. I know J Street. And then I was on the way here and I said, I'm going to take a CG and Freedom. And then we went up and I said, I used to buy knockoff perfumes right here. But they stopped selling it there, but they used to have really nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the point, I was like, not y'all gentrifying all these places. Like, okay. And then I pull up and then they're like branding this like coffee shop that they have. And there's an ill amount of Caucasians here. It's
It's really a culture shock because we're
used to never struggle to find parking here. I took the first thing I saw. Like,
I think for us it's mostly been a culture shock because of like we're used to actually doing this podcast in our own little world. And it's more of...
Because the old room was in, like, towards the back.
It was towards
the back. You passing it wasn't necessary. Like, you didn't have to pass it to get anywhere. Here, it's, like, one of the first rooms.
It's almost like the only way you're passing the old podcast room is if you're actually have an office back there.
Have an office or you're going to that blue classroom. And even then, not a lot of people were renting it out, especially at the time we were doing it, because it was mostly, like, that's for meetings and... shit like that.
And but big and small startups that are just getting started out.
Yeah.
We're going to have a whole
big... Like, if I ever run a heist, I'm gonna rent us a blue classroom. Because yes. I'm going to put everything on the whiteboard. Like, we're going to put the C4 up underneath the BOA building. Yes. Like, that's how we're going to do it. Like, I'm going to draw it out for you and everything. But, like, here, it's like, you want to get to the coffee shop? Walk past the podcast room. You want to talk to a manager? Walk past the podcast room. You want to go?
It's almost like they even give less.
Can we help you? It's my God.
Like, why does that guy look like the monster from the Goonies?
He does.
I'm going to stop there because I'm going to be canceled before anything happens. But
why? What?
No, I'm not
they call us monkeys.
Nope, we're not doing that.
They could be some Goonie monsters.
I'm not doing that because I know, you know, I can go too far. I'm the king of going too far when I start joking, and you know this.
Work.
Yeah, so I'm going to show some self-restraint.
Awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if I will.
Yeah, no, just for that one. And plus, how come it feels like the feds are watching with this camera right there?
Yeah, there's also like a somewhat sizable camera just shining a light at me, just letting me know. You nigger, we see you. But the on-air light is cute.
True, it is. But yeah, that was a little... That's a little like going back to the I digress, you know, form, you know?
Yeah.
That, tapping into that rich vein, you know? That rich, mighty vein.
I keep looking at these floors. I hate it. It's supposed to be rustic and it just looks dirty.
Okay, so yeah. So what's been going on with me after we go on that long
detour? Yeah, what's been going on with you? Aside from walking into this lead-scented prison.
It's almost like we're in a sequel of Get Out.
Yeah. We look like what happens when they go into the sunken place.
It really does. But, I've just been getting back to me, actually, been enjoying. My community college got hacked. So I've had this 2-week extended vacation.
Fierce.
Out of nowhere, you know. So it's almost like I've actually been... The funny thing is that I thought I can do work, and the whole time they said you could be doing work, but I'm just like, yo, the majority of the class grades go in through Blackboard. So I'm just like, what's the point of me doing work?
Because I can't send it.
And plus, the labs I needed to learn how to do it before I even did the homework were on Blackboard.
Oh, they didn't do... Oh, okay.
So it's almost like even if I learned it, I was going to learn it the hard way. Because you know how in my math lab, they have that whole thing.
It's like a separate website, pretty much.
It's like a separate website, but even when you're doing the assignments or the problems, they have the ask for help or something like that option in there. And then when you drag it down and you see, like, it explains step by step.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you don't know the basics of it, especially since I'm doing stats now, so I can't bullshit it like I was.
When I took stats, the issue with it was the way that the thing taught you was nothing like what our professor taught it.
Teacher.
And I remember telling him, like, hey, don't know what you're talking about, because the way Alex, that's what it was called. Was it Alex?
Oh, yeah. They're not using Alex anymore.
I was like, the way this thing taught us is nothing the way that you're teaching us.
They use Pearson now.
Oh, I hated Pearson in high school.
It works. It's very
the nice. Textbooks were pretty, though.
Yeah. Are they using ebooks now because, you know, feature?
Yeah, fuck them big ass textbooks.
Yeah, no, that, like, you can buy it if you want to, but.
Yeah, but why pay more?
We provide it with the access code. So I'm just like, why would you?
Yeah, some of the online classes came default, but it didn't make sense because in person classes didn't.
Make sense?
Like, so, I was like, I don't, okay.
So it's almost like, I'm just like, okay, cool. I was like, okay, work out more. And then I got back into a favorite game of mine, Football Manager. 2021 soccer, soccer.
You told me about that.
Yeah, so I really got back into that.
I know sports. Damn,
you know some sports.
Yeah,
If I go into soccer, you wouldn't know.
No.
Anything.
I'm American.
Yeah, you would know Cristiano Ronaldo because...
Oh, I know who that is.
You see what I mean? The inflection in your voice says you know who that is.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
But if I said, like...
And I know Messi.
Yeah, you know Messi. So, but if I said, like, a... Like, a so- if I say soccer names, that only soccer people would know, like...
Wait, would... Is... Was... I don't want to ask that question.
Say it. Go for it. Come on. We're here.
Was David Beckham a soccer player?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I know David Beckham, so...
Yes, he was. He was a soccer player and started...
He looks like he smells so good.
I was actually speaking to a neighbor who all saw me walk around in the neighborhood, and he actually joined me on the walk because he's like, "Yo, I see you walking around. Let me ask you out with you one day." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Oh, ew. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be mean. Yeah, we're talking about it, and then he didn't know like how deep soccer ran. Like, you want to know how long Messi's been playing soccer? Like, they actually have actual soccer clubs actually have soccer academies.
Yeah.
So like, Messi's been playing football since he was 9 at the Barcelona academy.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from the Barcelona academy all the way to the Barcelona football team. And Americans don't get that because with football,
you got discovered. Yeah.
You start at middle school, but you play middle school outside, like, you mm-hmm. go to your own organization. You only start professionally or semi-professionally at high school. It's almost like over there, they incorporate soccer into your school lessons. Mm-hmm. Like, morning time would be...
Ooh, I would lessons. Fail. Sorry.
Yeah, morning time would be... No, but they'll only take you for talented. That's the thing. They would tell you from my age of 9, like, yo, yeah, yeah, you can make it, but you have to go open trials because only the select few or the selectly talented go to the academy.
For, like, soccer specifically. Yes. Oh, okay.
So a club can be like, oh, like nowadays, a club can be like, oh, I saw your kid doing skills on YouTube. He looks like he has a bright future ahead of him. Let's have you thought about setting him up. We want him to come, and study and play at the Barcelona Academy, and it's a boarding school with the soccer academy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like that's how it usually happens now.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, you can apply, but you have to go through an application process and then have to see your skills. But you can still be like, yep, thank you.
Mm.
You can still get in, but the funny thing is that there's only a few of those academies that are that big.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like Manchester United is another one of them that has an academy.
Oh, okay.
So it's only like the big clubs who can afford to actually have an academy, to actually have their younger generation, like actually build up the old generation and everything else like that. And the way they do it is to be quote-unquote cost-effective. Because rather than paying the money to get Cristiano Ronaldo, you can just grow one, like mm-hmm. naturally grow one as they grow up and everything. And sometimes they pan out and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that, it's almost like even if you don't become a soccer player, you still can become a soccer coach because you already have that, all that knowledge and everything else like that. Mm-hmm. So you can transition easier into the management or backroom side of things as opposed to just studying for one.
Yeah.
Like a normal person and then getting into it.
I mean, that is pretty cool, though. I mean, I would never think of something like that, which is kind of weird that I didn't, because there's already, like, schools that are, like, centered around music or mm-hmm. schools centered around, like, art or some shit like that. So I don't know why it would be so.
I think because over here, the two main sports who start from kids, which is, like, basketball and football, they don't really... America's too individualistic for that to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's very socioeconomically based as well. Because with soccer, there is no qualifier.
Yeah.
It's if you're good, you're good. Even though there's still racism that happens in it, it's more from the fans than it is from the actual, like, organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they need black people from day.
mm-hmm.
From day, they've always known that we need all people from around the world from this.
Yeah.
It's not like it doesn't happen. It does happen in everywhere in every sport, but it's not as abhorrent as it is in American sports. Almost like that's why you see the majority of the kids who make it to NBA always have a story to tell of how they grinded and how they even made it because their family had a wherewithal. And almost like it's what's it called again? it's some type of struggle porn. What it's called, struggle porn.
Okay.
Because, you know, Americans love gearing up. I love, and now people have turned the tide on that. Like, ABC now, people love that heartwarming, they used to love that heartwarming story, and people be like, yo, this country is trash because how come my man had to walk 7 miles to get to work every day and now his coworkers got him a car, even though he worked at a car dealership? Make it make sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that heartwarming? That's how your trash capitalism is.
Yeah.
And now people are more waking up to be like, yo, we're not falling for these struggle porn stories to pull out our heartstrings anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nah, why was he in that position in the first place? Because he shouldn't have to walk 7 miles to work and back just to make a living for even not. And most people put it in the frame of a family. It doesn't have to be for a family. It can be surely purely for himself. Why does a human being have to walk that far just to make a sustainable living for himself?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, this country is already, I mean, you've already seen time and time again, they'll literally change policies for the benefit of owners and not players.
Mm-hmm.
And just because it's like, oh, you're passionate about this? Yeah, we don't care. So you're going to go to college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you in high school. We don't care. Go to college. Like,
yeah, almost like I mentioned before on a previous episode about how they changed the whole rule of how you have to go to the NCAA for a year 9 if you're a basketball player because they missed on LeBron James. And they were like, yep, so we're closing that loophole.
Yeah. Even though it's like,
they would have closed it for MJ as well, but MJ wanted to go to college because his family wanted him to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing it would have been closed if Michael Jordan never went to college and Michael Jordan still became who he was. They would have been like, nope, shut it down.
Because, I mean, even with, like, the NBA, it's like, I've noticed that the NFL is much more racist than the NBA.
Yes, yes. Because you have owners actually calling, their players that they pay salary for in a conference saying we can't have the inmates running the institution.
Okay.
Owner of the Houston Texans said that.
Wow.
In terms of, I think it was doing the Black Lives Matter actually height of it as well. He said that.
Hmm.
So it's almost like it can happen.
And that's the thing, like these college, like the kids in college, like you have to know they're passionate about it because, or at least have high hopes of being discovered because they don't get paid very much. I mean, they get sponsorships and stuff and they're not supposed to.
Under the table.
Yeah, but the coaches are the ones getting paid and yes. Like the schools are the ones getting paid and it's like.
Through the merch, through the TV deals. The TV deals is where the money resides.
Yeah. Even in the ads, in the television, like, it's...
They don't get that.
They don't get the ads for that?
No, they don't.
Who does it go to?
ESPN or whoever, whatever company is streaming the sports.
Oh, that makes sense.
They pay for the rights. ESPN pays them for the rights to show their team.
Mm-hmm.
And then ESPN gets the money. And then ESPN says to the advertisers, We got Duke versus Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to buy ad time on this product?
Mm.
That's why the Super Bowl is like the most expensive.
Yeah, I knew that part. Yeah,
ads because I'm like, we have the Super Bowl. Who wants to buy ads?
That makes sense.
So it's almost like they give the team money, like to have the team likeness on there and everything else like that, and then that's how the cycle keeps on going.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah, as you can see, I'm really the sports guy here.
No, I do know sports. I just don't know sports advertisement. So,
okay. So, who won the Australian Open this past week then?
You're talking about tennis?
Yes.
I only paid attention to the one thing, which is Osaka.
And who was she playing?
She beat Serena.
Okay, making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what accomplishment did Gabby Jaw?
Okay, stop. Like, you're doing way too much. Like, literally way too much.
Okay, cool. And just, you know, avocado vodka is actually a thing.
Ew, what the fuck? What? Avocado vodka?
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
That's what Tom really got drunk off of after he won the Super Bowl.
Is that why his face looks like that?
Jesus.
That's disgusting.
No, but yeah, and they were throwing around the Super Bowl trophy on yachts as well. Because, you know, party. But
yeah. Rich racist. Yeah, we got it.
No, actually, there's a bunch of black people on Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well.
Oh, I'm talking about
Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. We'll be back with some more good crack.
I don't have any crack.
Let's pause this because I'm about to go into another topic. Welcome back to I Digress. Woo!
Is that the crowd going wild?
Yes. Okay. I wish we had the soundboard modded up so we can actually. I would hit that sound button so much.
Mm-hmm. I know you would.
And you know I would have had a gunshot there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obnoxious gunshot, you know?
Gunshot, gun clicks. The beep, 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 arrow.
Get back, click, click, click that.
Yeah.
You know, yo, get me in the booth. Okay. Yo, tell me up my microphone. Tell me up. Yo, you ready? Yo, they're not ready for this heat. I'm telling you, the streets have been waiting.
The fire at the booth.
The streets have been waiting.
For you.
Fire in the booth.
Work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young Nigeria up in here.
Please stop.
You know, no Simba.
Begging on my
hip. One gun on my hip.
No.
And what? With my sneakers on because it's sneaker night. Because this night, all we're going to do is dance.
Oh, no.
Who else do you know that can make Vanessa Hudgens sound hard? Exactly. Word to your mother.
I keep forgetting, like, people like Vanessa Hudgens are alive.
I know, right? Almost like I saw Amber do a reel, and she's like, "Well, people know me for Glee," and then she's like, "What people? Well, my friends actually know me for," and she did the whole JT verse from "Do It on the Tip." I found that I'm actually a good on the fly DJ, if you give me the aux and there's mm-hmm. girls in the car.
Oh yeah, because I mean, it's not hard to know what like a girl want to hear.
No, I was just like tapping into it. I'm like, okay, cool. And plus, I knew my audience as well, so I'm like, okay, let's play some rap songs about murdering because, you know, gotta play for the audience. You know, we're not going girly girl. We're not going girly girl here, you know?
We're not doing, like, OSHA's theme song, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that actually never heard you another tip.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're more top 40, more I'm in the streets, thugging it out. I'm like, okay, I got you.
In the motherfucking city, gross.
But as soon as Body came on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
Never came down.
You know. Almost like Bobby Shmurda's hat, you know.
Bobby what?
Bobby Shmurda's hat. Have you ever seen that video or have you seen any of the memes?
No.
So before they do the Shmurda dance, he throws his hat up in the air. Mm-hmm. The hat never comes down in the shot. So the legend is the hat's still up there.
If it's up, then it's stuck. Okay.
Big back busting out the
Bentley Bentayga.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna learn that one.
It's already a car. Like it's not.
Like, yeah, that's too much effort for me. Okay, that's too. I'm like, if it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck.
Yeah,
that's what you're getting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke,
I accidentally learned the whole song.
Brooke boys don't know something. Pussy.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sweetie's giving away a Tesla, two Teslas.
Why?
Because she wants to see her besties in the testy.
Oh, I thought you said she was giving them away like randomly.
No, yeah, two Teslas. You know, probably in partnership with Tesla, but who knows?
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, so giving away two Teslas, and all you have to do is be a stand. Basically, the competition. I looked at it. Yeah, you can do it each day, and you can get an unlimited amount of. And limited amount of entries and stuff like that, but it's basically it links engagement with the best friend video. You have to go comment on the best friend video to get 50 points and hashtag best friend in the YouTube video. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we're doing entries for engagement here because we know engagement is key and that drives your socials up mm-hmm. and everything else like that. But yeah, a lot of people are going to be like, okay, cool. A lot of people actually are very absent-minded in their everyday life, and I wonder how they make it through just like life sometimes.
Because they're absent-minded.
But that's the part that's amazing to me. That's the part that's amazing to me, because I'm just like, yo, like, how do you actually just, I'm like, I, compared to you, I'm hyper aware. Not even super aware, I'm hyper aware.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how do you just be like, it'd be like, oh, wait, there were no, like, major events. Like, oh, yeah, they're still in the Capitol. But they'd be like, yo, y'all, these people were getting banned off for air flights. It'd be like, were they? Okay, cool.
That's me.
But the thing about that is that you're not that oblivious to things.
Yeah, like, I feel like politics and, like, things that matter, I know. But people are like, oh, did you hear Cardi's?
No, I'm talking about in general. Not yet. You're talking about, I'm talking about people in general, like people who actually live their lives, like just live their lives. They're like, yo, instead of like, it's almost like those people, basically the greatest example of this is like a white person who grew up in a very affluent area, or just any person who grew up in an affluent area, if you get what I'm saying, who was like, yo, I want to know what it's like to struggle. I'm just like, yo, that's obnoxiousness that
yeah.
you're saying, because you live in an affluent area.
Yeah.
Your house is probably worth 6 figures.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you should be saying.
I want to know what it's like to struggle. Who says that?
Rich people.
Okay.
Rich people say that.
That's like, what's his name? It's an African American. He said the virus helped people.
But that's actually a common sentence. That's actually a common sentiment that people are actually saying. Diddy. I think it was Diddy.
Was it? I don't understand that thought process.
I think it's the whole thing about it.
I don't understand, like, not being selfish and not thinking of yourself and coming up with that statement.
But the funny thing is that I've heard that statement. And I've heard people say it the right way, and I've heard people say it the crass way, if you get what I'm saying.
I mean, there's things about it that I feel like have helped people learn a few lessons.
No, but people are up and like people are up and up. Like I can tell you two people right now who are, if you're a scammer, you are who you're laughing to the bank during this pandemic.
Mm.
The chickens came home to roost and they are over easy. like the people who weren't dumb, like those people who made a whole video with their PPP loans, people are making a play off of those.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if you are, and plus it's also, since we know content is king and people are at home, if you wanted to launch a product, or launch a podcast, or launch a YouTube channel, anything else like that, this was the time to do it because all the eyeballs were on people's phones more than ever now. But, and adversely, at the same time, it also was the downfall of Quibi.
Mm-hmm.
Because Quibi was made for life before the pandemic, but now
we don't being have the busy, pandemic. Yeah. Things being shorter, yeah.
But now people want long form content. Isn't mm-hmm. that funny? People are like, oh yeah, actually, like for me, I'm the person that can listen to a 2-3 hour podcast and be like, yeah, we good. Because it's almost like I like that entertainment value of it. And plus I love building up a community of to the point where people can say you can say your jokes and people can understand where you're coming from.
Mm.
Without the need for additional
explanation.
Yeah. Almost like if people don't get it and internet culture becomes internet culture and people take the jokes out of context, it's going to happen because day and era that we live in, even though it can
be. It was kind of like me and a friend with like The Office before The Office out of nowhere just blew up,
mm-hmm.
which still confuses me.
The Office blew up, and I think I came here in 2011, and that's when I think it started to blow up. It was still on.
Like, it was blowing up in 2011, yeah. But it wasn't, like...
to where it is now.
Yeah, and that's like, what threw me off.
I think it's because that's when it first became available on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the first things that people binged that was outside of a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Like, outside of House of Cards. And I think House of Cards was the only thing at the time as well.
Yeah, even though House of Cards tanked because lead actor...
Yeah. It's actually feeling kids. I realized I have a very dark humor
mm-hmm.
because somebody was making a joke about how they went to a Catholic church as a white kid
mm-hmm.
growing up in New Jersey. And I'm just like, yo, I shouldn't be laughing at this. But the way they made it funny, I'm just like, yo, this is dark humor. It catches you off guard for me.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Because I'm just like, yo, he's like, no, Father Flanagan, no. I'm only here for the communion. I'm just like, yo, I shouldn't be laughing at that. But it's almost like I think it's the whole thing of you recognizing how messed up it is. But at the same time,
the delivery of it is what makes me laugh sometimes.
It's the delivery of it. Because it's almost like we all know these things happen, but people seldomly talk about it. And people might try to make you feel bad about it. But at the same time, those people still don't want to address the elephant in the room of what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you make a joke of it, they're like, don't make a joke of it. I'm like, so which one are we doing then?
Yeah.
Which one are we doing
then? It's like taboo any other way. I used to love that game. Oh,
never played it.
Really? Why?
I don't have that. My family wasn't a game night type of family.
Oh, mine either. But like, you know, no, when it was time to play Taboo, it was time to play Taboo.
That, to me, that's what I call a game night family. Do you think my family...
Game night was when the power went out in the hood.
I know, but do you think my family has ever picked up a deck of Uno cards, even extended family?
No.
It's only my cousins. Because we grew up here and we know how to play Uno, but... Family night, family game night. Like we try to make it in America. Would you be family game?
And I do that with like friends sometimes. Like we'll literally like come over, cook, drink, and then play like.
We need to do that.
Card games or dominoes.
I was actually even talking. We need to have Lonnie on here.
Who?
Lonnie.
Oh yeah, but she's not in Charlotte.
When she's back in Charlotte, because I talked to her a few weeks ago, and I'm just like, yo, we should have you on, and I'm just like, I just want to talk to you about it. But I think that's when we were going through that. Rick and Morrow that we're going through, and I'm just like, oh, no need to confirm that because we're not doing it. But yeah, next time, because we need to have one of those nights, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll talk to her because I forget when she's supposed to be coming back.
Just tell her like, yo, come back now.
No, she'll do it.
You know, I like you, and I want
you. Ew, what is
it? We can do it the easy way or the hard way. Charles is yours.
I remember when the Boondocks was like everything.
Still is everything.
It is, and but you know.
Going back to people being obnoxious and naive, some people be like, yo, the Boondocks are making it in this era. The Boondocks was made for this. Were we watching the same show? What
are you talking about? It's not Martin. Like, it's.
So, this is what pisses me off as well. The people who.
Boondocks was perfect.
The people who think they're heavily prosecuted because of the quote unquote sensitive culture that we live in now, I'm just like. So y'all just don't care about people, especially what you're saying. Y'all just don't care. You're like, yo, I want to feel comfortable in my individuality and everything else like that, and not have to worry about another person's feelings and whatnot. So I'm just like, okay, but when it comes to your race or your specific topic, you want everybody to drop things about it. Mm-hmm. But if somebody says Black Trans Lives Matters, you're going to be like, yeah, wait, that's what we're doing now? I'm like, that's what we've been doing.
Not even that. Like, they get an attitude about it. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're like, oh, Black Trans Lives Matter, they're literally, like, pissed and heated. And they're like, we already said that. And I'm like, but you didn't.
Not even that. Not even we already said that. They'll be like, yo, why are you bringing that up right now? We're focusing on this topic. They fall under that umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, why are you bringing that up now? And this still the highest. The death rate for trans Black people and even trans people in general goes up each year. And that's disgusting. And y'all try to be out here like, yeah, but we're doing each pop at a time. Okay, we're gonna kill a mic, will you?
Girl, this isn't like the DMV and we're not like 83C. Like,
exactly.
We don't have to wait in line for equality. Like, what? Are we for real?
And then people will be like, and then some people will be like, oh, I don't know why they're changing the comics to make it look like more the realistic, try to fit today's society. And I'm just like, okay, so you know the X-Men was about the most prosecuted of members of society during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know if there's gay members in the X-Men now, guess what that means? It's representative of the most oppressed group of society of that time. So you're going to have LGBT people, Black people, and even still Jewish people in the X-Men.
Disabled.
And yeah, disabled. And neurodivergent people as well.
Like, so it's kind of like, that was the point of X-Men?
Yes.
Like, it was, like, I don't know if that wasn't obvious to people, but it was always obvious to me.
Yeah.
Even before, like, certain movies came out, because I had already seen, like, much older ones that were out before I was, like, born, because I was heavily into comics. So I was already like, oh, my God, like, you know, Storm, even though, did they drop the ball on certain things? Absolutely, because Marvel and DC movies suck, but.
Not Marvel. I wouldn't say Marvel. No. Really, you feel that? Why?
Ever since, honestly, when the new dawn of Marvel movies started.
This one? You don't like these ones?
No.
Wait. I think we might need to go to couples
therapy. Black Panther was cute.
I think we might. I think we might need to go to couples therapy.
But the Avengers series, hated it. It did not go the way it was supposed to go.
That's messed up. That sucks.
Also, Captain America, still want him to die.
You don't want to see America's ass?
No. But, like, I mean, Black Panther and, like, a fair amount of X-Men movies are actually, like, okay. The newer X-Men movies, absolutely not.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, they're really bad. Like, oh, my God. Like, but... The Thor movies are.
True.
Like, it's like, I don't know what everybody sees in it. But I mean, if you like it, I love it.
True.
It's actually not true. I hate it. But,
you hate it. So, in breaking news, Halo is going to be a live action TV series that's moving from Showtime to Paramount Plus.
Why?
Because, you know, paywalls, everything. I've actually been looking to buy this. I'm going to level the place now. I've actually been looking to invest in this black-owned company. This girl who went very viral on TikTok. And her body butters are the truth, and they're very affordable. They're like $13 for each product.
What is it?
Body butters.
Oh.
And like, the way she makes them, like, she whips them, and it looks very, like... Yo, this is actually, I would pay money for this. Your face.
What?
Next time we record, I'm going to put a camera, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
That captures both of our faces.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can see how you react. Because that's going to be worth the content alone. Just to see how you react.
I've been working on fixing my face for a very long time. Don't do it.
No, that's the moneymaker. What do you...
Every day I'm at work, all I hear is fix your face because I cannot help it.
Don't spoil the content like that. Why would you fix your face?
Because I don't know when I'm making certain faces.
That's going to be the merch.
Yeah. We love merch.
It's going to be the merch. Is your face being like, can you not?
Yes. Stop. Please. Begging on my hands and knees.
Which you'll never do, so let's stop that right there.
Yeah, true. No. But still, stop.
But still, stay up here.
I just don't get it, because, like, who raised you? Like,
hyenas.
Soap bar using wolves.
Ew. Soap bars are not that bad, but it's like, ew.
Wash ragless honey badgers.
Wash ragless honey badgers.
That's what it is.
That's the skiest thing.
They're what we who play Genshin Impact call Hurley Churls.
Genshin Impact?
Yes.
Explain, please.
Honestly, it's taken the internet by storm, which is weird because unknowingly me and my gaming husband have been playing it since it was beta, but we didn't know it was beta because it didn't explicitly say it was beta. But lately it's like taken off somewhat a little bit, and I feel like it's going to keep going. She makes a lot of desserts.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure in the small business, it's called With Love Amani. She's a black female-owned small business, you know. She does body butters, and they're all natural, cruelty-free, and sustainably sourced, you know, handcrafted in small batches. She sold out to this day. Like, I went on the website, she's like, yo, I'm only a small business. I still got to restock. I'm just like, you're affordable, and you're making these good ones as well. Why wouldn't you be sold out?
True.
Like, she does these little, like, bee ones as well. Like, these body butter scrubs in the shape of bees.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all, like, super affordable. It's only, like, $13 and 15 and 50 cents.
Hmm. That's not bad.
And she shows you how she makes it, like, homemade and everything else like that. And I'm just like, I'm getting my skincare up because once I... get these ducats and these doubloons, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to be skincare, hair, skincare. I'm going to get medic. I'm going to go all out there and then figure out what a fashion sense is somewhere along the lines there.
You're going to get a manicure?
Yes. From you.
Okay.
What you mean? On retainer.
I wasn't denying that.
Nah. I'm telling you, on site, mm-hmm. my chair better be ready when I'm ready.
You got to make an appointment.
This nah. Ready. Nah. Yeah. I'm paying for a price, so nah.
Yeah, the chair is ready.
But is the chair ready when I'm ready? I don't care. I don't care if Mrs. Peterson wants to get her selling done because she's going to go see her grandson. I don't care.
Not Mrs. Peterson.
It's my time show. She better. It's my pedicure. It's my manicure, and I want it now.
I was going to say, I do not do feet, honey.
Yeah. I really know you were going to see. You don't do. So, I'm thinking next time we're here, it's going to do a bit of pre-planning on here. You can shut me down. Let's bring back another astrology episode.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Is look, it because the
Is that, and plus, it seems like a lot of people love that content as well. Like, that's actually.
No, I forgot the name of the thing that's happening.
Yeah. Mercury and retrograde. We're actually in the shadow right now.
There we go. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we're going to do that. And plus, that's actually about to eclipse our first episode as the most listened to episode. It's actually, like, very close.
Okay.
Which I'm just like, wow. Okay. So, that's actually.
Wait, I'm confused.
That's going to be our most listened to episode, like, very soon.
Oh, okay.
Which surprised me.
Why?
Because I didn't know people were messing with astrology that much, especially, like, because I thought, because it's, for me, it's more of a personal thing. Mm-hmm. So, to see that our audience messes with it as much as I do, mm-hmm. and people listen to it, I'm just like, yo, that's actually something I can work with, because I can actually have somewhere where I can actually talk about it and we can actually get into it. Mm-hmm. As opposed to me just keeping it to my little circle. Like, I have the people that I watch on my YouTube and follow on Twitter and whatnot, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We can get into all of that next time we get into it, because I'm really into it because it's almost like, it really happened, like, very randomly for me. Mm-hmm. Because I was into it, but I think I just really picked up into it because it's almost like I've seen the patterns.
Yeah.
And even though when you're watching this stuff, especially on YouTube, you have to realize that if it doesn't apply, let it fly. Because, okay, another tangent, another rant. I'm sick of people mm-hmm. who do not know that their opinion does not equal fact. You see it a lot in comment sections, and it's freaking annoying mm-hmm. the most, because I'm just like, just because you think that it's not a thing doesn't mean it isn't a thing. Mm-hmm. Example, I was watching this TikToker called Straw Hat Goofy, black guy who was a copywriter who became like a movie critic. He's an actual cinephile. Mm-hmm. And I love his content and everything else like that. And he was like, yo, I'm sick of people saying, he was like, his main point was, the point was they were trying to, there was an article saying that they might make Magneto black. And he was duetting somebody's TikTok about saying that. And he was like, yeah, I actually agree with that, because you don't actually need to make Magneto black, because what Magneto went through was his own particular story that makes him Magneto, because he's Jewish and he's not a black Jewish person.
That wouldn't add up.
That wouldn't add up.
Yeah. X-Men always tied into things happening in real life to minorities and people that are discriminated against. So him being black doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You would have to change his whole backstory.
Yeah, whole backstory and everything else like that. And he also thought, like, yo, if you're gonna, he's like, because Marvel was gonna introduce the X-Men and the Fantastic Four into the MCU. She's like, yo, I'd rather you. He was like, I'd rather you bring in them as new characters, like introduce them with a whole new slate, rather than bring, if you want to do that, because if you're going to bring him back for the story that he has now, you're going to have to explain how come during the Holocaust, Magneto had his powers, but still didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
If we're looking at the MCU in like a whole.
So. But see, the MCU was never consistent. It always kind of like resets at a certain point.
But they're being more consistent now. They're being like.
Yeah, in recent, just because they have a plan to tie everything together.
Yes.
But it's because
before that, they were just all over the place.
Yeah, it was just like X-Men movies here and there. like, and they didn't always tie in together, but they weren't necessarily bad.
They weren't X-Men movies. They weren't MCU movies. They were Sony movies, to be fair.
So?
They weren't done by Marvel. But I get what you're saying. You rented out the property.
I mean, but they... I mean, I get that, but the movies weren't bad. They just weren't all tied in together. Yeah,
because I think they were just money makers, and Wolverine hit a lick, so they were like, yeah, we're running the scary train until we run out.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman's very attractive.
Very attractive. But I think, and then somebody in the comments was like, yo, so I can't believe they're trying to blackwash it. Blackwash it. So I'm like, blackwashing is not a thing.
Okay, calm down. That's not, yeah, that's exactly, not a thing.
Exactly. And that was like the whole thing. And I'm like,
yo. Just because you're still mad about Ariel.
And that's what I mean by, like.
Like with Ariel, you can change that because there's no realistic background because it's a fucking mermaid.
So. That's one of the things I hate as well, because almost like people think, oh, because I said it and it's written, it's a fact and everything. I'm like, no, it's not a fact at all. It's not even close to being a fact. Who told you that was a fact? Fire them.
Yeah, no.
Even if it's your own mind, give your mind some PTO because it needs it. So it's almost like y'all cannot do that and then get upset when people come at you sideways or people correct you and then you get all your feelings, because I'm just like, you can't make things, because the term whitewashing means there's a sea of whiteness there. And every time something black happens, the sea of whiteness can overshadow or can actually bring in that new
point. Whitewashing is what happened when y'all made Gods of Egypt.
Perfect example.
That's whitewashing. Like, anything Egyptian...
Like, if they weren't...
they make them white.
That, like, if they weren't, like... They didn't even try to make them Middle Eastern. They didn't even try to make it Middle Eastern with East African... Mm-hmm.
If you get what like I'm a saying. Touch of brown.
Yes.
They didn't even try. It was just, like, all white.
All white. I'm just like, what is going on with y'all? So
even with... what was that other movie? Like also whitewashing, when y'all decided to make Ghost in the Shell into a movie.
And Ogre says, I don't even care, I'll play a tree.
And gave her an Asian mama.
Make it make sense.
On top of the fact I used to love the anime and y'all just took dumps all over it. But changing one character and not an entire cast, that's not blackwashing.
At all.
But I forgot who they decided on for Ursula for.
AMC just went up. GameStop is back up again.
I thought they changed rules and tried to take them down.
Look at GameStop right now.
Oh, shit.
GameStop is valued at $176.
I still would never purchase my things there, but that's great.
You are laughing to the bank right now. Wall Street Bets must be going crazy.
I know they were pissed about that, though.
No, but the funny thing is that I've been watching the whole time. GameStop has stayed within that 44 to 55 range.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since everything calmed down. But now that it's going back up, now it's going back up to the moon, as the same stocks, you know, with hoity-toity and whatnot, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, so that brings another end to the illustrious podcast known as I Digress.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to give them our socials? So you know sports, but you don't know our socials.
I know the Look socials. On you can follow us on Instagram at I Digress Pod.
I'm not helping you with this one.
You can follow us on Twitter at Podcast Digress.
There we go.
Period, bitch. get at the grass. Let us know what's big, sweetie. All that good shit. Period. Love y'all down. Be safe. Put your fucking mask on. Period. Stay in your black spaces.
Oh yeah, and governor, he's lift restrictions.
Excuse me?
He lift restrictions.
Okay. I figured.
But kids still can't have recess. But you can go to a bar and get drunk now. And they extended last call to 11 now instead of 9.
Oh yeah, I remember when they moved that, because I was, when they moved it, I was like, and because they did that, my store decided to change hours.
And now you can have 250 people inside of a venue, you know, and that's 30%, or at 30% capacity.
Wow.
No, I think 30% capacity and 50% for indoor dining now.
Mm.
So good luck, everybody. It's Hunger Games. And we reach 500,000 now. And people are still going to say this is fake, but y'all need to shut up. Y'all need to shut up.
Everybody that keep saying it's not from COVID, and it's just like, y'all don't understand the definition of cause of death.
I need you, almost like Brittany Packnetty said on Twitter today, I need y'all to go to your local newspapers and look at your obituaries and see some people that you might actually know in your community who have died of COVID and tell me it's not real.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, why does it have to be somebody you know? You funky, selfish bastards. Like, it always has to be your mama. It has to be your cousin. It has to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Why do one of them motherfuckers have to die for you to take something seriously?
Because we live in an individualistic culture, sadly.
You know what? Why don't you get it? Like, does it have to be your mama for you to learn it? Why don't you get it?
But then even some people who do get it, they get the mild strand. And they'd be like, I beat COVID's ass, and it's not the, I'm like, it's sometimes.
Not I beat COVID's ass. It is not cancer.
No, I know, but some people even come out even more emboldened in there.
Mm-hmm. They feel like because they got it, they won't get it again.
No, they feel like, they get that, their ego gets super boosted. They're like, yo, I beat it. They actually have that mentality of, yo, I got COVID. I was still walking around doing errands like anything else like that. I was like, that doesn't mean that it's not deadly. So you put
a bunch of people's life in danger?
They were.
Good to know.
They were masked up, and as to them. And I'm just like, okay, cool. But I'm just like, but y'all still were. Yeah, so good luck, everybody. Have a nice week. Go enjoy some weather, you know. It's going to be abnormally warm.
Yeah.
For the next coming week, you know.
Which is still insane to me. This world's going to explode.
Yes.
But with that being said, y'all.
Hug your children. Hug your family, you know.
Yeah, if peace. You want to. I mean, if you don't want
peace,
to.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, you know.
Yeah. Peace and a bottle of hair grease to you, too.